Last month, the Trademark Trial and Appeal Board, the TTAB, in the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, ruled that the Washington Redskins' trademarks were disparaging to Native Americans and canceled six of their trademarks. Federal trademark law prohibits the registration of trademarks that may disparage individuals or groups or bring them into contempt or disrepute. Thus, the NFL franchise had no federal protection against other entities who may wish to use their marks. They may still assert their common law trademark rights. These common law rights are judge-made and come from decades of trademark decisions. The TTAB's ruling does not mean that the team needs to change their name. This is not the first time that the Redskins' trademarks have been successfully canceled. In 1992, the TTAB ruled in favor of a different group of Native Americans that brought the same case. However, on appeal, the case was dismissed because the court found that the group did not have standing to bring this challenge. Once again, the Redskins organization plans to appeal this ruling, during which time it can continue to receive federal trademark protection. The Redskins point to a 2004 Annenberg Public Policy Center poll that found 90% of Native Americans were not bothered by the name, which is in sharp contrast to the 1993 resolution, which the Patent and Trademark Office focused on. Adopted by the National Congress of American Indians, the NCAI, the 1993 resolution denounced the name Redskins because the NCAI represented about 30% of Native Americans during the time the marks were assigned. The TTAB concluded that 1 in 3 Native Americans were bothered by the term Redskins. The NFL Redskins franchise fully intends to challenge this resolution as outdated. There may also be a First Amendment challenge to the Patent and Trademark Office's decision to cancel the trademarks. Framed as a form of speech, trademarks can be seen as speech protected by the First Amendment, making their cancellation unconstitutional. However, in the past, the Supreme Court has held that the government does not have to support the exercise of fundamental rights by, for example, providing trademark recognition in this case. Rather, under the First Amendment, the government simply cannot interfere with your free speech rights. Should the appeal fail, the Redskins merely lose federal trademark protection. Legally, they can continue to use the mark and sell merchandise bearing the mark. However, the Patent and Trademark Office's decision to cancel the marks is a victory for opponents of teams with racially or stereotypically offensive names. They can use the board's decision as proof of a changing social climate and encourage more people to oppose continued use of such marks. Increased opposition to the marks could lead to protests against the NFL franchise, and some of it may have already begun. Media outlets have seized on the story, and the public's general reaction to this decision has been positive. Many see the loss of federal protection as the beginning of the end of offensive team names and eagerly await a presumed name change. Besides not purchasing tickets to games, the Redskins and the NFL could lose significant amounts of revenue generated from apparel and items bearing the Redskins trademark. Though the legal decision is largely inconsequential, public sentiment and the risk of a public outcry could cause teams with similar trademark concerns to consider changing their names and mascots. The decision on appeal will not be handed down for years. But the best suggestion that I've heard comes from the comedy group The Capital Steps. They wanted the Washington Redskins to simply change their mascot to Redskin Potatoes to solve the problem. I'm Jay Kaysen.